The following is a lecture at Radha Kunda, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on September 24, 2014, at Radha Kunda in India.
So, now we are seated in the most holy place in all of existence. We are reading today from the Upadeshamrita by Rupa Goswami. Vaikun sadjanita vara mudupuri tatrapi rasotsavad vrindaranyam mudarapani ramanatratapi govridanaha radukundam mihapi gokulapate premam ratapipavavat Kriyad asya virajito giri tate sevang viveki nakaha. The holy place known as Mathura is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha.
Mathura, она намного возвышеннее, чем Vaikuntha.
The transcendental world.
Трансцендентном мире.
Because the Lord appeared there.
Потому что Господь, Он явился там.
Superior to Mathura. Puri is the transcendental forest of Vrindavan. Because of Krishna's rasa-lila pastimes. And superior to the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill. For it was raised by the divine hand of Sri Krishna. And was the site of his various loving pastimes. And above all, the super excellent Sri Radhakunda stands supreme. For it is overflooded with the ambrosial nectarian prema of the Lord of Gokula. Sri Krishna. Where then is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radhakunda? Which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill. So now we will read Prabhupada's purport for this very nice verse. The spiritual world is 3/4 of the total creation. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is the most exalted region. The spiritual world is naturally superior to the material world. However, Mathura and the adjoining areas, although appearing in the material world, are considered superior to the spiritual world because the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself appeared at Mathura. The interior forests of Vrindavan are considered superior to Mathura because of the presence of the 12 forests. Dvadashavan, such as Talavan, Madhuvan, and Buhulavan, which are famous for the various pastimes of allure. Thus, the interior Vrindavan forest is considered superior to Mathura. But superior to these forests is the divine Govardhan Hill. Because Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill like an umbrella. raising it with his lotus-like beautiful hand to protect his associates, the denizens of Vraja, from the torrential rains sent by the angry Indra, king of the demigods. It is also at Govardhan Hill that Krishna tends the cows with his cowherd friends, and there also he had his rendezvous with his most beloved Sri Radha, and engaged in loving pastimes with her. Radha Kunda at the foot of Govardhan is superior to all, because it is here that love of Krishna overflows. Advanced devotees prefer to reside at Radha Kunda, because this place is the site of many memories of the eternal loving affairs between Krishna and Radharani, Rati Vilas. I would like to point out in this connection, however, that Prabhupada didn't like devotees independently coming to live at Radha Kunda. One boy came here to live separate from ISKCON, and Srila Prabhupada said he is not living at Radha Kunda. He's living in Radha Kunda, in hell. So the point is, we always follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, because his lotus feet are non-different from Radha Kunda. If you always follow the teachings of Prabhupada, that is just the same thing as living right here at Radha Kunda. In fact, by following the orders of Prabhupada, you are living at Radha Kunda wherever you are. Whether you're in Delhi, whether you're in Kaliningrad, wherever you may be, if you follow the orders of Prabhupada, you are living at Radha Kunda. So now we continue with Prabhupada's purport. In Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, it is stated that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first visited the area of Rajabhumi, he could not at first find the location of Radha Kunda. This means that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually searching for the exact location of Radha Kunda. Finally, he found the holy spot, and there was a small pond there. He took his bath in that small pond and told his devotees that the actual Radha Kunda was situated there. Later, the pond was excavated by Lord Chaitanya's devotees, headed first by the six Goswamis, such as Rupa and Raghunath Das. Presently, there is a large lake known as Radha Kunda there. Srila Rupa Goswami has given much stress to Radha Kunda because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire to find it. Who then would give up Radha Kunda and try to reside elsewhere? No person with transcendental intelligence would do so. The importance of Radha Kunda cannot be realized by other Vaishnava sampradayas. Nor can persons uninterested in the devotional service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understand the spiritual importance and divine nature of Radhakunda. Thus, Radhakunda is mainly worshipped by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the followers of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, how did Radhakunda come here? 5,000 years ago, when Krishna appeared, there was no Radhakunda, Shyamakunda here. How did they come? Well, one day this big demon, Arishtasura demon, came to kill Krishna. And Krishna, he has no trouble. He can kill a demon every day, no problem. This demon was so big, its tail was touching the clouds. Huge bull. Krishna just grabbed him over the horns and killed him, you see. So now Radharani, she tells her beloved Shyamasundar, "You just killed a bull. The bull is sacred. Now you are contaminated. I want nothing to do with you, Krishna. You're a cow killer, a bull killer." So, but she said, "But if you will take your bath in all the holy places of the universe, then I will associate with you again." So Krishna said, "All right." But Krishna, he's thinking, "Why should I travel to all the holy places of the universe? I'm the all-powerful Supreme Person. I'll just bring all of them here." You see? So he did that. So Krishna struck his heel into the ground. He made a deep impression. Now that's not here. That's right over on the other side of that wall over there. That's Shyamakunda over there. So he put his foot deep into the ground and called all the holy places of the universe to pour their waters into this newly made kunda. So one by one, all the holy places came. In their personified forms, they offered their prayers to Krishna and they poured their waters into his kunda, filling it up. So then Krishna he took his bath to please Radharani. And after taking his bath, that place became known as Shyamakunda. This reminds me, I made one devotee many years ago. When Prabhupada initiated him, he gave him the name Shyamakunda Das. So, then Krishna, he starts teasing Radharani and the gopis. "You are just simple village girls. Therefore, you've never done any religious duties to please the demigods. And you all sided with the demon, Arishtasura. Therefore, by your siding with the demon, Arishtasura, you are guilty of cow killing. So now you have to take your bath to purify yourselves." So Radharani, she was feeling the pinch of Krishna's joking words. So then she exhibited her transcendental anger. She saw a hoof print of Arishtasura nearby. She took one of her bangles and broke it. She used it as a digging instrument, a shovel, you see. So then the other gopis, they saw this. They also broke their bangles. All these gopis, there's so many thousands of gopis. So they all broke their bangles and they started digging. And very soon they had a huge kunda just next to Shyamakunda. Right here, you see. So Krishna was amazed. He says, wow, this is amazing. He saw this large kunda the gopis had made. So then he said, my dear Radharani, I offer the waters from my Shama Kunda. They can fill your kunda. And Radharani said, no. The waters of Shama Kunda, they're contaminated from cow killing. We're going, with the help of all my girlfriends, we're going to make a line and bring the waters from Manasi Ganga over here to Radhakun. So upon hearing these words of Srimati Radharani, all the holy places personified who had come to Shamaku, they approached Radharani with folded hands and they chanted beautiful prayers and glorification. And they said, dear Radharani, please, we are begging you, please give us a boon. Radharani said, what boon do you desire? They said, our lives will only be successful if you allow us to pour our sacred waters into your kunda also. So all the personified holy places were there taking shelter of her lotus feet. And Radharani, who is compassion personified, she agreed. So then she glanced at the Krishna through the, with the corner of her eyes, and she agreed to their proposal. And then in great ecstasy, the waters of Shamakunda, they broke through the banks and they came pouring into Radhakunda. From there, outside, they came pouring into Radhakunda. Now Krishna, in great ecstasy, then he took his bath in Radhakunda also. So in this way, he said, anyone who takes bath in Radhakunda, they will achieve ecstatic love. So it used to be the devotees would, we would take bath in Radhakunda. But one time the devotees were swimming and they were playing, having frivolous water sports here in Radhakunda. And Prabhupada was very disturbed to hear they were, he said, they were kicking Radharani. So Prabhupada ordered the devotees not to take bath here in Radhakunda. We just take the water on our head, that's the same thing. Because the devotees were very frivolously, not respecting the great sanctity of this holy place. They took it as an ordinary water hole and they were just having some water sports. So we have to understand this is the holiest of all places. This is non-different from Srimati Radharani. So we come here humbly falling at her feet, in the feet of her beloved Sham, taking their sacred waters on our heads. We're begging for their mercy. Please help us develop Krishna Prem. Please free us from all our lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. Please bless us, we can become completely pure devotees of the Lord, totally dedicated to serving our beloved Srila Prabhupada and our beloved spiritual masters. So in this way, we have to understand, what is this great holy place, Radhakunda? And we always carry this Radhakunda with us within our hearts. We must always reside here at Radhakunda, by always carrying Radhakunda within our hearts. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So any questions? We just go. Now we can do some parikrama, yes. What we'll do is we'll go parikrama, we'll go, here we have the, huh?
You may answer if you have any questions.
Any questions?
We don't have instant love right now. How you develop that?
What's the question?
If we don't have instant love right now, how to develop this love?
If we can't?
If we don't.
If we're not able to manifest Krishna Prema immediately, then how we can get it gradually and eventually? That is the process of sadhana bhakti. See, the goal is actually prema bhakti. We want to be fully absorbed, just like the Vrijavasi. We want to be fully absorbed in pure love of Krishna at every minute, spontaneously thinking about, speaking about, serving the Lord with every ounce of our energy, 24 hours a day. But now, what are we thinking about? Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. We're caught up in this false conception. I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm a Russian, I'm a this, the, that, and, you know, I'm American, Bulgarian, you see. So how do we get from this point of illusion to the point of liberation? That is called sadhana bhakti. Bhari bhakti. That we follow the rules and regulations of devotional service. We take shelter of a spiritual master. That's the first thing we're supposed to do. Adal Garashvayam. We get initiated by the spiritual master. That's the second thing. And then after that, you have to obey the orders of your spiritual master. If you will do simply these three things, take shelter of a guru, get initiated by the guru, and then always obey his instructions. If you will do these three things, then gradually that pure prema bhakti, which is sleeping right now within your heart, that will become awakened, will come out, it will become fully manifest. So having a spiritual master is absolutely essential. Some people say, what do I need a guru for? I'll just follow what Krishna says in the Gita. But what does Krishna say in the Gita? Accept a guru. So if you really want to follow Krishna, you have to have a spiritual master. Otherwise, you're not following Krishna. So by under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, if you will follow the instructions of Krishna as given in the Bhagavad Gita, then you'll experience a gradual awakening of Krishna Prema within your heart. It may not come in one day. It may not come in 1 week. It may not come in 1 year. It may not come in 1 decade. But if you stick with this process throughout your entire life, purely following the instructions of Guru and Krishna, then it is guaranteed when you leave your body, you will wake up in the pastimes of Krishna as a pure devotee. So we follow that very simple thing. We chant 16 rounds every day at least of Hare Krishna mantra. We avoid illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, and gambling. We read Prabhupada's books, we serve Prabhupada's mission, we serve our spiritual masters. In this way, the magic happens. That steel-framed heart, it melts. In pure love of God, it happens. One becomes awakened. That day will come when we will actually see Krishna face to face. And we will associate with him in our original svarup. That day will come. We simply have to stick with this process. And that day will come. Any other questions? Go now? Okay. All right. Then we're going over to the samadhi of... That's Raghunath Das? Raghunath Das samadhi? Okay. Jai. Radha Kunda ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi.